Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to welcome you this morning. And here in the Atlanta area, it's a cloudy day and actually kind of chilly for the middle or the going towards the end of summer. But we're happy to have you here with us this morning. I have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are happy to have them here with us as always. I always want to give thanks to the parents for allowing them to be part of Junior Giant Speaks and allowing them the opportunity to put together their contribution to the show this morning. We are still recruiting for new reporters. As you know, the program is for the ages 7 to 12. Once our reporters turn 13, then they go into another area of Junior Giants if they so choose to stay with the program. And so we had a big exodus this summer. And so we are recruiting. If you are interested in and you would like your children or your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, your cousin to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, you just have to go to the website, which is juniorgiantspeaks.com, and send me a message. You can also contact me. My number is 678-516-5570. And I will get you all the information needed to get your young person started in Junior Giants. This morning we are going to be talking about going back to school. I believe just about all of our Junior Giants are back in school. They're all very good students, and that's something that we're very proud of them about. We are going to be looking today at things that they might be concerned about as far as going back to school. One thing I know in working with young people is that they face a whole lot of different challenges than we faced or adults faced in past when it comes to going to school. I work with children in my professional life, and I'm finding out that they are being bombarded with a whole lot of issues, and it's important that the children have an opportunity to voice their concerns about the issues that they're facing, as well as talk about the things that excite them. But because this is a Christian-based radio show, I want to know what the difference is when they take Jesus with them to school. We teach them about Jesus and the power that's in the name of Jesus and all the wonderful things there is to know about God. But we need to make sure that they are utilizing those things when they go to the schoolhouse, because the best thing about Christianity is that you don't have to just have it at church. And so today we're going to be looking at the fact that our children are taking Jesus to school, and I need to know what the benefits of that is, and I need them to take a look at it, because sometimes you may have Jesus in your pocket, but you forgot to put him with your behavior. And so I want them to take a look at what they're doing as far as taking Jesus to school with them. This morning we're going to have, a little later on in the show, we're going to have our musical guest. His name is Mr. Raymond Pitney, and he is going to be interviewed by one of our reporters. So stay tuned with us, and we're going to go on and get started. One of the things, what I want to do first, I believe, is I think I want to ask all of the reporters to tell me what your concerns are as far as going back to school. Is there anything that you worry about, anything that you don't like, that you wish was different? And we're going to go by one. So we're going to start off this morning with DeJory. Good morning, DeJory.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me the name of your school and what grade you're in.
The name of my school is PB Rich Middle, and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. So You're in seventh grade, so that's middle school. So you've been there. This is your second year in middle school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So tell me, Desiree, if you have any concerns, anything that troubles you, worries you about going back to school. And tell me anything that has you've experienced that's caused you to have some concern.
One of my biggest concerns is in math. I'm not the best at it, and it's not my favorite subject. But I got a 100 on my math quiz, so that's good. The second concern is probably bullying. There's a lot of that that goes on in my school, and I'm trying to be nice to the person that's being bullied, but she has some attitude issues. And, that's probably it.
Okay. And as far as math, I know that you're a smart young lady, so I want to encourage you to persevere through your math issues. If you need to find some tutoring, you can let me know, and I'll see if there's anything I can do to help. I think for a lot of people, bullying is a big issue. And I'm going to speak on that after I ask each reporter what they are concerned about. But thank you, Desiree.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Jason. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good.
You're good. Okay. So tell me the name of your school and what grade you're in.
I go to Austin Middle School, and I am in the sixth grade.
You're in the sixth grade. What kind of grades do you make, Jason?
As far as I'm concerned, I've really never made a B or lower in my life. Don't get me wrong, I've had an A minus, don't get me wrong, but I've never really got a B or lower. What concerns me is about this year because I'm in advanced classes, but I have accelerated math, and every day we're learning something new, and every day there's a test. Because on the first day of school, we've had homework, and the first day of school, we had a test.
Okay. So you've been doing well on your tests?
Yes, but it's just that I think I'm a little bit behind because, every day we're learning something new. We're having checkpoints, and it's a lot faster than I expected.
Okay.
Because we're even learning seventh grade standards.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being in advanced classes. And I know sometimes it may seem harder, but you're there for a reason, and you're there because you can do it. And we're going to talk a little more as we go into the show about what you all need to do as young Christians when it's time when you go to school. Okay, but thank you for sharing, and I'll get back with you in a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move to Simeon this morning. Good morning, Simeon. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. Tell me the name of your school and what grade you're in.
The name of my school is Seeds of Faith Christian Academy, and I'm in fifth grade.
You're still at Seeds of Faith?
Yes. But this is my last year.
Oh, I thought you were changing schools.
Well, my mom changed at the last minute.
Okay. All right, so tell me about your school. Tell me about anything that might concern you at your school.
Well, I go to a private school, but I have a few concerns. One of my concerns is bad kids. I try my best to avoid them, but I also try to help them. I even formed a team of boys, and we promote goodness, like good behavior. One of my other concerns is, like Didi said, math. I mean, I like math and all, but some of the stuff is getting harder. My principal, she fast-tracked. It means, like, you do the grade above you, you could do their work, so I do sixth grade work.
Okay. Let me ask all of you guys, do you ever feel stressed at school? Because it sounds like all of you all are doing some advanced classes, and the work is kind of, it requires a lot of you. So do you ever feel stressed at school?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what stresses you.
For one, the tests are pretty hard in advanced classes. So if you don't study well, you get a bad grade and it's not good.
Okay. What about you guys? What stresses you about school? Nothing?
Were you still talking to me?
I was talking to all three of you.
Oh, okay.
What stresses you, Jason, about school?
Well, it's that, I've kind of moved the whole middle school thing, and our teachers, like, well, most of my teachers barely give us anything to study with. Some of them just tell what to do and don't have to, like, say, write what to do and then just leave and let us do it the rest for the rest of, like, the class period. I think to me, like, you should look that up on YouTube. That's exactly what my teacher does.
Okay. Simeon, do you get feel stressed at times?
Yes. Well, what about stresses? I may or may not finish my homework in time. Because, like, I have sports practice. It's book practice.
Okay. Well, let me tell you guys something that will help you, okay? You've got to know that you are smart. And I know you probably somewhere in your head you know that, right? But God has given you a level of intelligence. And because we are Christians, one of the benefits of being Christians, young Christians, is that we can go to God about anything, okay? You don't just go to God at church or, stuff like that, or when you're saying your grace over your food, or at night when you go to bed. When you are at school, it's important to take God with you. And when you're having these tests, ask him, okay? Ask him for his help. Ask him to open up your understanding, and I promise that he will do it. If you ask him to open up your understanding so you can understand the math, so you can keep up with the homework, okay? A couple of things that I wanted to point out is that it's important to have good study habits. When you are studying, we don't study with music on because it's distracting. And you might say, oh, it relaxes me, and I just feel better if I have just a little music quietly. It still distracts you. So my recommendation, and I got these from from teachers, is that you don't have any other music or anything else, TV or anything like that on when you're studying. And this is to those others that are listening. Turn off the television. We can't play games or any of those things while you're studying. If you're going to be studying a long time, you need to take a break. And the reason that you need to take a break is because you don't want to be overwhelmed, because you were in school all day and then to come home and have to study all night, it doesn't work well. So at some point you need to take maybe a 5 or 10 minute break. That's up to your parents. Get a snack. Jump up and down. There's these things called exercises, and it helps to rejuvenate your brain. And what you can do is you can do stretches that will get your blood circulating. And when your blood circulating happens, it's going to circulate all in your brain. So that's all the better for you. Now, once you do that, then you need to go back and go on and finish your work. One of the things about sitting in class, when we did our show before with the teachers, that they recommended is that don't be afraid to ask questions. Sometimes when you're in advanced classes, you feel like you're supposed to know the information. When teachers ask a question, you're just supposed to know. Well, that's not true. You're there to learn the information. If you don't know the information, you're not going to know it if you don't ask. Does that make sense? It does. So ask a question. One of the teachers told us that when you ask a question, you can be assured that there's at least three other people in the room that didn't know the answer either, but they were afraid to ask. And so if you ask the questions, then you'll be have a better chance of getting the information that you need. Okay? We're going to keep on moving. We're going to go back and I asked them a question this week. The question for the reporters was, what is the benefit of taking Jesus to school with you? DeJory, can you tell me what is the benefit? I mean, we go to church all the time, and we're supposed to take the Lord along with us everywhere we go. So what is the benefit of you as a young Christian taking Jesus to church to school with you?
Well, the benefit for me is when I go to school, it's kind of hard to hold your patience. But having God on my side, it's a lot easier, because sometimes I know I just want to hurt them. But I thank God for helping me hold in my anger. And when I have tests and I feel like I'm not going to do well on them, I always pray before I start the test, and I usually do pretty good. And same thing goes with my friends. If I'm ever in a fight, I always ask God to help me out with that. And that's some of the benefits for me when I'm at school.
Okay, I like those benefits. Those are good. And because we have to understand that when it comes to us having a relationship with God and talking to God, and he wants to help you. He wants to help you in every area of your life. So you don't have to leave him out of anything. And so it's important that we do the things that we have. Studying is important, but then add to the studying prayer, and it will help you. It will help you tremendously. Okay, Jason, tell me, what is the benefit of taking Jesus to school with you?
Well, with Jesus, the possibilities are endless. For example, one time I was in third grade, and I had so much work that day that I forgot to study, and I woke up the next morning, and I was on the school bus, and I forgot to study for the test. And before the test that day, it was in the morning, I prayed to God. And then as soon as the teacher handed me my paper, everything just snapped back. Like, I remembered everything.
Okay. I absolutely love your phrase. You said the possibilities are endless. And that is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. The possibilities are endless, and he wants to help you in every area of your life, every area. Was there something else that you wanted to say, Jason?
No. Next part is in what would happen if wasn't with you at school.
Okay, I'll come back to you. I just got excited when you said the possibilities are endless, because sometimes we put God in a box and we think he can only do this much for you. And see, just that information that you gave us, Jason, that's your testimony about what God will do for you. He will bring things to your remembrance. He will just help you. And that's one of his characteristics, is that he's our helper. And another one of them is he's faithful. He will always be there. He's not going to just leave you stranded. That's just not what he does. Okay, so good job, Jason. Thank you so much. Simeon, tell me what the benefits are of you taking Jesus to school with you.
Well, the benefits of me taking Jesus to school is that I could help oneself for him at school. He could also help me in times of need, like if I'm doing a test or if I'm in a bad situation. I go to a private school, and I'm glad I do, because if I went to a public school, they would probably be harder on me than where I go now.
Okay. Simeon, you see the basis as a private school, but I promise you when you go to public school that you're going to do well. And I don't want you to be concerned about that because of things you might have heard or that it might be harder, because you're very bright. And you're going to take that brightness right on into the next school that you go to. So I don't want you to worry about that. And then when you go to the new school, you're still going to be taking God with you. And so be encouraged to know that when you go to this school, a new school, that you're going to be able to do well, because God is still going to be with you. You still have the same intelligence, if not more, by the time you go to a new school. One of the things that one of Dee, I believe it was, that said, holding on to her anger. Dee, when people irritate you at school, I want to teach you all a coping skill. This coping skill is called STOP, S-T-O-P, S-T-O-P. What STOP means is get silent, take a deep breath, organize your thinking, and then proceed, okay? And so if you practice STOP before you react, it'll help you to react the right way. And you don't have to hold in your anger. You don't have to do anything. You just learn how to react in an appropriate way. Because you're a Christian, at all times you're trying to keep your light shining, or allow the light to shine through you, the light of God to shine through you. That's even in your behavior. But that doesn't stop you from getting mad, because sometimes people just get on your nerves and make you angry, okay? But when you become angry, you have to still be careful of your behavior, because the Bible says, be angry but sin not. So you don't want to do something that's wrong, because if you do something that's wrong, then they're going to judge you. So you don't want to do that. But you do want to learn how to have coping skills, to learn how to deal with your anger or deal with situations that annoy you. So I want you to remember STOP, S-T-O-P. Get silent. That means all the little, but sometimes your mind gets to race and silence everything, and you don't speak. Take a deep breath so you can calm down. O means organize your thinking, and then proceed. And so if you do those things, it'll help you during those times when you get aggravated, because everybody gets aggravated. But you just have to know what to do when you become aggravated. Okay, one of the other things that was mentioned was bullying. Let me ask a question. Have you ever engaged in, or do you try not to engage in, whichever one it is, talking about other people? What about you, Simeon?
I try not to.
You try not to? Okay. Mm-hmm. Jason?
Well, I can't. At one point or another, and even today sometimes, I might judge somebody or talk about them.
Okay.
everybody kind of does it because it's in our blood, you know. God created us this way.
Okay, that's an honest answer. We try not to, but sometimes we do. What about you, Dee Dee?
Well, I can't say that I have done it before. When I was younger, I do slip up sometimes, but I'm trying not to because if I know that the people that I talk to, they could easily turn around and start talking about me. And so I really don't want that to happen. So I try not to. And then it could also hurt that person's feelings.
And that's good. And like I said, we all have done it, and we should try not to. This is one thing that I need you all to remember, is you never want to treat somebody else in a way that you don't want to be treated. If you don't want to be treated mean and hateful, then don't treat other people that way. Because when you're treating people like that, what you are doing is sowing seeds. And so whatever you sow, whatever seeds you sow, when the seed grows, it's going to come back to you as the same thing that you sowed. In other words, if you sow meanness to other people, meanness is going to come back to you. If you sow kindness, kindness is what will grow, and it will come back to you. I was speaking with one of my clients on yesterday who is being bullied, but in the same breath that she was explaining to me a situation that happened to her, she turned around and talked about this, a different child in such a derogatory or mean way that I had to point out to her that she was doing the same thing to that other person that was being done to her. And so sometimes when we're talking about people, we have to be careful of the things that we say, and we have to be careful of our motives. Why are we talking about them? Why is it necessary? And if you're talking about somebody else because some other people are talking about you, then you're doing the same thing. You are perpetuating that bullying. And sometimes you may not think it's bullying, but it really is, because bullying causes hurtful feelings. And so if you don't want to be hurt, then be careful that you don't hurt other people. And so I had to point out to this young lady that she has to be mindful of the things that she's saying, because the last thing that you want is to say something mean and hateful about another individual, and then they find out that you said it, and then they're hurt by what you say. And sometimes what happens is then you get confronted and a whole lot of other drama. And so drama is the last thing you want at school. So you need to be careful that what you're saying is not going to be something that's going to hurt another individual. And if there is any bullying on any level being done to you, no one has the right to bully you. No one. No one has the right to take away your freedom to be you. You have a right to be your best self. If someone is bullying you, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go to your parents and the administrators at school, because it needs to be stopped, and actually it's against the law. And so don't try to handle it yourself, because sometimes that will just cause the situation to escalate. But you do need to go to someone with authority to make sure that they are notified of what's going on, the teacher, the principal, or the school administrator, and so that you can feel safe in your learning environment. Okay, now we're going to keep going. I want to once again remind you all that we are recruiting for Junior Giants Speak. And Junior Giants Speak is for a radio show for children between the ages of 7 and 12. That are interested in stepping outside of the box. This is not the average thing that children are doing, being on the radio. But this is an opportunity for them to try something different and to stretch their wings and to maybe find out things that they're really interested in. Everyone's not going to be a basketball player. Everyone's not going to be a superstar singer, everybody, but somebody's going to be. But in this time for them at their early age to find out what it is that they're going to do, what it is that they're interested in. And so that's the point of Junior Giant. So I want to encourage you, if you know someone who is between the ages of 7 and 12, and you would like for them to be involved in Junior Giants, it can be your cousin, your grandchild. I have been approached several times about young people who want to be musical guests on the show, and that's fine. I'm all for it, but I do need reporters, and so that is what we're recruiting for. If you want to be a part of Junior Giants or you want your child to be, you just have to call me at 678-516-5570, or you can go on the internet and go to our webpage at juniorgiantspeak.com. Okay, we're going to move on with the show, and I believe our musical guest is here. Good morning,
yes.
Brother Raymond. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Welcome to Junior Giants Speak.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, let me ask you, do you have us on speaker?
I don't have you on speaker.
You do? Okay, let me see if I can adjust this, because it's not coming through real clear. Okay, this morning we have Raymond Pickney with us, and our Junior Giant reporter, DeJuri, is going to interview him on this morning. DeJuri?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
I'm still here. You ready?
Okay, DeJuri, go ahead with your interview.
Okay. How old were you when you first started being involved in music?
Okay, I think we locked in for a minute. Okay. We have you back?
Yes, I am back. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Go right ahead, DeJuri.
Okay. How old were you when you first started being involved in music?
Whew, wow. My father would say at the age of three, we were at church, and the church program was getting ready to get started, and they couldn't find me because I had wandered off into the piano. So at that age, around three, is where my father said I showed interest. But it wasn't until the age of seven when I actually started taking lessons.
Oh, okay. How would you describe your music?
Wow. Describe music. The music genres. But I am a worshiper at heart, so I do write a lot of praise and worship. To different kinds of music, still being it gospel, different styles of music have inspired me just from any other gospel artist that I may listen to, whose genre may or style may be a little bit different. But majority of my music, I would say, is praise and worship influence, and that's what I love to do most, is write praise and worship music.
Okay. Pretty cool. Who has the greatest influence on you musically?
Who has the greatest influence on me musically? You know, it's been probably a combination of different people. Some of the greats that I would say would be the Clark sisters. Their daughter, Kiera, she has a lot of influence. Dedrick Haddon, he was an influence at one part of my life when I first got saved around the age of 13, 14. He was a big influence. I like a lot of Commish, Fred Hammond, all those people influence me and inspire me to write music. I can hear something, different melodies, and it will inspire me to write my own songs. So all those people, and then all my cousins that are older than me, they all play and sing different instruments. And when we get together, that definitely inspires me to write and continue to sing. So those different people. And then one more person I would say would be my grandmother. My grandmother is 86 now, and I can remember going to her house as a little boy, and we would wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. We would wake up to her singing in the kitchen old hymns, and she really instilled a lot of the values that I have today. Even watching her walk with God and her relationship with God, it inspired me to go after God in my generation and in my time. So all of those different artists and my family members, they have all played a special role in my life when it comes to music.
Okay, it seems like you've had a lot of good influences on your music. Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do. I do write my own music. I was at the age of 14. I was a freshman in high school, and I'll never forget, I was laying in bed looking at the ceiling, and I began to hear this melody, and at that point, I wrote everything that I heard down and the lyrics and everything. I have been a writer. So I started when I was, I guess, around 14 when I started writing my own music. And I've been writing ever since. It's one of those things where I don't. I definitely wait until I'm inspired. When I'm inspired and I feel the Holy Spirit leading me, that's when I'll write. But, you know, I've learned to never try to force it. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. You know, wait until you're inspired. Wait until you're led to write. You know, and I would encourage, you know, other young people that are in music and love music, allow God to lead you and guide you, and he'll definitely perfect your gift. You won't write your first song may not be the best song, but it's just one of those things I've learned you have to work at, and you continue to work at it, and God will continue to perfect it as he perfects you.
Okay.
Sorry if my answers are long.
Okay. What was the first song you ever wrote?
I believe the song was. I Can Make It, I believe. No, was that the first song? I don't remember the first title. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I believe I did write another song. One of the first songs that was pretty popular was Don't Pass Me By. We did a high school gospel play. And my wife, Stephanie now, at the time, who wasn't my wife, she wrote a play, and we wrote all the original music to the play. And one of the songs was Don't Pass Me By. And a lot of my church family was able to attend that. And to this day, they all remember that one song, Don't Pass Me By. So that is probably what I wrote. Or one of the songs I wrote first.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, one second. You're breaking up. Do you play any instruments?
I do. I play the piano. I don't play, well, I did play in middle school. I played the trumpet, but I wasn't as passionate about it as the piano. So I played that for about 3 years, and then I went back to the piano. So piano, organ, keyboard. That's my main instrument.
Okay. What role did your parents play in encouraging your music?
Ooh, my father played a big role. I can tell you, and he can tell you. growing up, when all the other guys in the neighborhood would come over, you know, they wanted to go outside and play basketball and, you know, run around, ride our bikes. A lot of the times, my father would tell me no. I had to sit at home and practice the piano. And I remember sometimes I would get so frustrated and I would cry because I didn't want to practice. I didn't want to stay at home. I wanted to go outside and have fun with the other kids. So my father has played a big important role as far as pushing me But my both of my parents, my mother and my father, have been very supportive, and I think they saw the gift inside of me, and they just wanted to bring it out, and they wanted it to reach its full potential. So I appreciate them pushing me the way they did. But I would say, you know, they've been very supportive ever since I started the piano. They've always been there to push me to practice, and they've always encouraged me, and they've always wanted to see God's best in me.
That's good. Were there times when you were afraid or nervous about singing in front of people?
Yes. You know what? I didn't start singing on my own. My piano teacher, Sister Dylan, she inspired me to start singing. I remember the first song that I learned was for her program. She would write plays, and she would always cast me in them to sing. But I think one of the first songs I learned was an African song, and I'll never forget learning all these funny words, you know, at the time to me, that I really didn't know the meaning of. But she was the first one to say that I was going to sing and handed me the mic and told me to sing. And after that, I just began to have a love for it. And I would sit in my room and just practice. But I would get nervous occasionally. And I think the older I got, the more and more I did it, you know, the more comfortable I got. I do believe when there's larger crowds, I still get that little nervous feeling. But for the most part, I've kind of learned to get over the nervousness. But I think starting out, I did get nervous a lot.
I understand that feeling. Okay. What is it that you enjoy about music?
You know, what I enjoy about music is I feel like I get lost. I get lost in music. If you ever just, you know, close your eyes and drift off, you know, daydream, so to speak. That's how I feel when I'm playing music or singing music. I feel like I'm just in a big dream and I'm spinning around. Just I get lost in the moment. I love the intimate moment that I can have with God, that special moment. You know, I don't need anybody else around or a crowd. It's just one of those things that I can do, and it, whatever I'm going through, it releases, you know, my fears or, you know, my hurt, my joy. It's like I can release any kind of emotion in it, and that's what I think I love about it the most, just getting lost in the moment of it all. So that's what I would say. It's my favorite part about music.
Okay. Can you tell us about your music program?
Yes, I have been inspired to really inspire younger people to go into the arts and to perfect whatever gift it is that they have, you know, whether it's singing or playing any kind of instrument. God gave me an idea for a summer camp that I'm going to be having the opportunity to do next summer, 2014. Lord willing, but I've come up with a program where basically just allows a bunch of kids to come together who have common interests of playing instruments and singing, to come together and to learn about our gifts and to perfect our gifts and practice our gifts so that we can be better and be the best that we can be. Because God, I believe God gives us his best, so we should give God our best. So I have a desire, a strong passion to see young people and go higher in God, for God. You know, I've always been in the church, and so that's my number one passion, is pleasing God. I believe God gives us our gifts so that he can be glorified, so the purpose of that is to take our gifts back to God, and through that we learn more about our gifts. So that's the program I have come up with. I'm so excited to be doing it in 2014, and look forward to having all the different young people come and be a part.
That sounds really cool. How do you think children benefit from music?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
How do you think children benefit from music?
I think they benefit in many ways. I think it's a great learning experience. I believe the arts are intertwined, even in your academics. I believe it allows you to excel in your academics even more. It builds on the things, the basic foundations you're learning in school. So I feel like learning an instrument just adds to that and will allow you to perfect the things you're even learning in school. And it one thing I wanted to do in the program not only was to focus on our talents and our gifts, but character building. I believe when you're a part of music, it can discipline you in so many other areas that's not only just dealing with music, but you discipline, being disciplined and having good character. All those to me are good things and good tools. You know, you'll learn through music. I believe, you know, when I started playing the piano, I learned a lot about disciplining myself to practice and disciplining to be better. So I think all those things, music can create so many other avenues, other platforms for you to learn on.
Okay. How has your music changed over time?
I think because I've gotten older, it's allowed me to adjust in my lyrics. So I think my lyrics have changed. They become different as I've grown in God and as I've grown as a person, my experiences, all those things have played a part. So I think through time, my music has just matured. The sound, I don't know if the sound has necessarily changed or the style, because I feel like God has given me an opportunity to write different styles of music. And I feel like, you know, he'll continue to give me different styles. But I think the lyrics, most importantly, are the things that have changed in my music.
Okay. Who is your favorite artist now?
Who is my favorite artist now? You know, that's a good question. One of my favorite artists, I'll say, is Mally Music. He's another young guy from Georgia. And I'll never forget when I first played live, we did a concert at World Changers, and he played before us. And I think all of us were just amazed at his level of creativity and his skill level. He's definitely one of my favorite artists now.
What would your advice be to young people who want to become involved in music or just want to follow their dreams?
Oh, wow, that's my favorite thing. I definitely have, I feel like there's no dream too big that God can't fulfill, first off. And I believe when you wholeheartedly dedicate your gift to God, he will honor that and he will give you the desires of your heart. The Bible talks about that. You know, if our ways pleases him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I'll never forget, you know, praying in high school. I prayed to God and asked God to allow me to travel the world and allow me to sing all over the world and to be used by him. And he has done just that. Years later, 10 years later, almost God allowed me to do that and still allows me to do that. So first thing I would say to children or young people is dedicate your gift to God. Make up in your mind that what you have is special and that it's only going to be used to glorify God. And I believe when you first dedicate yourself wholeheartedly to God, he will honor that. And then the dreams that you have, I believe he'll give you those desires of your heart. So I would encourage young people to stay on fire for God, give your gift back to God, and practice. Practice your gift, take time, spend time out the day, take time out the day, and to practice and rehearse and become the best you can be. You know, God's giving you your his best already. So in return, give God your best. Put in the time, put in the sacrifices. You know, that may mean you don't get to watch your favorite TV show that day or that time, or you may not get to go out with your friends or hang out, you know, because you're spending time becoming the best you can be. But I would encourage that, because in the long run, you will be so appreciative and grateful for it. You know, today now that I'm 28, I thank God every day for the push that my parents gave me. I thank God for all the times I rehearsed. I thank God for all the times I practiced, because it has made me who I am today, and it has allowed me to do what I love to do. So I would say dedicate yourself, dedicate your gift to God, practice and rehearse, and I believe God will honor all those things, and he will, in return, give you the desires of your heart.
Okay. What music do you have for us this morning?
Oh, wow. I will just a small piece of an original song. I'll do a song. Let me see. I have a couple options. I'm trying to think which one I will do. It's probably going to be Don't Pass Me By. I'll probably do a little bit of that.
Okay.
Give me one moment. I'm going to turn my piano on, okay? I'm sorry.
And while we're waiting for him to turn on his piano, we just want to thank him for being a part of our show this morning. I know that our young people and those that are listening have been blessed by this interview. It is very encouraging, and it just shows God's faithfulness from childhood to adulthood. When God gives you a gift, when you talk to God, ask him what you want. Talk to him. Tell him. He's better than Santa Claus because he can actually deliver, and he is real. So ask him about the things that you want, the desires of your heart. If you want to be an astronaut, tell God, I want to be an astronaut. Make a way for me, please. And the things that you desire, he will fulfill them in your life. Brother Mark said he asked God to travel the world. And we didn't mention it because we really wanted to focus on Brother Raymond's music this morning, but he is in a band called The Monster with Sean Locke, who has been one of our guests before. But and they travel the world. They travel all over the world, and that was a desire of his heart. So I want our young people to be encouraged to know that ask God, talk to him. He's listening. And he wants you to talk to him. Simeon and Jason and Didi, everything that you desire in your heart, if you talk to God and it's for your benefit, God will bless you. Okay? He will. I promise that he will. Okay? Brother Raymond?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
I don't know what you want me to do, so I'll wait right here, hoping you'll hear that cry so long. please don't pass me by. Oh, Lord, please don't pass me by. Here I am, Lord. I've come to my
somebody that you look up to that plays your instrument and study them, or pick out maybe a favorite composer of music that you like and listen to that. And I would say mimic after that and add your own style to it and practice. And I think those things will definitely put you on the right track to be the best musician that you can be. When it comes to music or even singers, they're people that I'll just listen to often and rehearse and try to mimic, just because I want to be like them in the sense of their skill level, not, you know, replicate them, but just as far as skill level, I want to be where they're at. So I think maybe find somebody that you look up to musically, composer or musician-wise that plays your exact instrument, or even if they don't play your exact instrument, maybe an instrument, and you just kind of model after them, read about them, learn about them, and I think all those things will help you become the best musician you can be.
Thank you.
Simeon, did you have anything?
No.
Okay. Well, we are drawing to the close of this show. Our show topic today was, what is the benefit of taking Jesus to school? And I believe that our young people hit on it, that, you know, that they're able to talk to him, they're able to pray for them, they're able to pray to him and get help. God is there to help us. And I want you to pray before you go to school, pray while you're at school, pray on your way home, pray in the class, wherever you might be. Talk to God. You don't have to get down on your knees and say, oh, Jesus. You don't have to do all that. You can just talk to him like I'm talking to you right now. He is listening. He wants to help. We want to thank Brother Raymond for being our musical guest on this morning. We look forward to hearing more of his music in the future. I want to thank the parents again. Thank you, parents, for your participation. And I love my Junior Giants. And these three today, I appreciate their showing up. We're in the middle of a transition, and they are being faithful. And I pray God's choices, blessings for them. You guys have a wonderful week. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me. And we will see you in 2 weeks. God bless. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that He's calling for. And being that He's the only God, He's not calling for a bunch of mess.